20th Century Fox. Pictures. A red-suited superhero with a jetpack.
Look, it's Turtle Man and Booster!
Kill them both!
20th Century Fox presents...
Turbo discs, anyone?
A 1492 picture. Booster, a giant pink dog, fights off baddies.
Stop him!
Don't leave the team!
No, Turtle Man, no!
I'm coming, Billy!
A Brian Levant film.
Ta-ta, Turbo Man!
Turbo Man's hit with a flying glove from his arch-enemy's hand, who then disappears in a cloud of smoke.
5 seconds to ignition.
Turbo Man hurls a boomerang into his arch-enemy's machinery. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Jingle all the way. Two handles extend from the arms of Turbo Man's suit, and he fires up his jetpack.
It's turbo time!
A young boy is watching the action on TV.
Gotcha!
You haven't seen the last of me, Turbo Man! I'll have my revenge!
Turbo Man's arch nemesis vanishes.
Here you go, Mr. President.
Mom! Dad! Booster!
Thank you, Turbo Man.
You can always count on me.
Jamie, why don't you go upstairs and change, hon? It's almost time to leave.
But Dad's not home yet. Now he's probably gonna miss me get my belt. He misses everything.
Well, he's not gonna miss this. He's probably just working really hard.
Starring Sinbad, Phil Hartman, Rita Wilson, Robert Conrad, Martin Mull, Jake Lloyd, and James Belushi. A muscular man, about 40 years old, is in an office above the party. As he talks on the phone, his secretary shows him cards, warning him that he's going to be late for his son's karate class.
Hello, Mr. Jacobs. Oh, yes, we've been busy, but, you know, I like that. I'm gonna make it. I hear you. Yes, so what can I do for you? 200 king size per next Friday. No problem whatsoever, but only for you, Mr. Jacobs, because you're our number one customer. Andrea, hi. Well, if you think the fabric is too dark, then we just recover it. And no extra charge. Well, what do you expect? You're my number one customer. But don't you forget, you're my number one customer. You're my number one customer. Liz, hi, honey. How are you?
Howard, where are you?
I know, Jamie's karate class. Don't worry. I'll meet you there, I promise. And don't forget, you're my number one customer. Liz! Look, I didn't mean that. Liz? Okay. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it.
He's not gonna make it.
Howard speeds round a corner to be faced with a traffic jam. The pupils step out for their karate class. Jamie's watched by his mum.
The kids look great, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Dad, I baked you some cookies. You know, to thank you for fixing my screen door.
Well, thanks, Judy.
One, two, three. Dad, I was wondering if you'd mind taking a look at my porch light and... doesn't seem to be working, and you being such a handyman.
Sure, I've got just the tool for the job.
Three, four, five, five.
Howard's still stuck in the traffic jam. He looks over at the vacant hard shoulder, and after a quick glance behind him, he pulls out into it. He whizzes by the stationary traffic, but also a police motorbike.
I'm gonna make it.
His smile quickly fades as he looks in the rearview mirror.
Damn it!
License and registration, please.
Look, sir, I'm in kind of a hurry. I'm really late for my son's karate class.
Oh, I do apologize if I've caused you some sort of a delay. How thoughtless of me. Because the last thing that I want on my conscience right now is for a private citizen to somehow be disappointed in the performance of my duty.
Look, I was not criticizing you, officer. It's just that...
Step out of the vehicle.
That's my boy!
Howard's being tested.
There. Are we finished now?
Recite the alphabet.
A, B, C...
Backwards.
Jamie's taken his place to karate chop a piece of wood. He does it and is given his purple belt. He holds up his belt in triumph, but then looks forlornly at the door. Howard pulls up outside the school and runs in. He reaches the sports hall but finds it's empty, apart from two cleaners.
I didn't make it.
Sometime later, he pulls up in his street and parks on the drive. As he climbs out of his car into the now dark night, he checks his watch when, from above him...
Hey, neighbor!
Ted! What the hell are you doing on my roof?
What's Ted doing on your roof? Ta-da! I had some extra lights in the garage, and since you didn't put up any yourself, I thought, what the heck? Why not spread a little Christmas cheer around the neighborhood?
Oh, gee, Ted. How thoughtful.
Hey! Sorry you missed the karate class today, but don't worry, I got it all on video for you.
What would I do without you?
Howard goes inside.
Did you tell Ted that he could put lights up in our house?
Howard, do you have any idea what time it is?
I know. You should have seen the traffic, and on top of that, I got a speeding ticket.
Don't explain it to me. It wasn't my karate class you missed.
Jamie's lying on the lounge floor, watching TV.
Hi, buddy.
It's turbo time!
Now it's your chance to save the universe with Turbo Man! Battle Evil with America's favorite superhero and his psychic booster!
Jamie, about that karate class tonight.
Look out, Turbo Man!
I was trying to... Jamie? Jamie, stop! Listen. It was not my fault. Jamie, don't walk away from your father. Jamie, can I come in? So, champ, are those hands registered weapons yet?
The belt.
Is it? Wow, this is really cool. How do you do this? Like this? No, I know. Like this. What do you think, Jamie? How about this, huh?
Yeah! Jamie looks less than impressed by his father's tomfoolery and sits at his desk. Howard pulls the belt off his head.
I've done something really stupid today, huh?
I don't care.
Oh, come on, Jamie. I hope this isn't true, because I really wanted to be there. Look, believe me,
but you always say that, and you never come anyways. Purple's important to me, Dad. That's one away from green and three away from black.
But I saw you get yellow.
But you missed blue.
You're right. I really blew it. I'm really, really sorry. You think you can let me make it up to you?
Like how?
More like letting me do something special, just for you. Like if there's something really important you've been wanting for Christmas,
Don't worry, I got it covered. I wrote Santa.
Ah, but Santa gets very busy this time of the year. Sometimes he even has to ask moms and dads to help out a little bit.
Nah, it's not that important.
Tell me, what do you want?
I want the Turbo Man action figure with the arms and legs that move, and the boomerang suitor, and the rock and roar jetpack, and the realistic voice activator that says five different phrases, including, "It's Turbo Time!" Accessories sold separately, batteries not included.
Well, I'm glad you had to stop and think about it.
Johnny's gonna get one, and so is everybody else I know. Whoever doesn't is gonna be a real loser.
Well, it definitely won't be you.
Thanks, Dad. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Jamie. Ah, I love you. Liz, you should have seen us in there. I mean, we were really bonding. We were drawing, we were laughing, having a great time, talking about that Turbo guy.
Turbo Man.
Which reminds me, you got the doll, right?
The doll?
Yeah, the Turbo Man doll. I asked you to pick one up 2 weeks ago.
Oh. That doll. Of course.
Howard, you didn't. Please tell me that you did not forget that doll.
No, I got it. I got the Turbo Man doll, the one that has those things that shoot out in front, with that rock'em sock'em jetpack, and with that realistic voice box that says, "It's Turbo Time." I got it.
Oh, good.
There you are. I mean, you thought for a minute that I would not do something, did you tell me? I got it right away.
Ah. Good. Because at this point, they'd probably be impossible to find.
KQRS Minneapolis, we'll do the rockin' while you fill the stock.
Jamie's eating Turbo Man cereal for breakfast.
Oh, wait, hey, whoa, where are you going?
I just have to run to the office quickly. That's it.
Howard, it's Christmas Eve. You can't be going to the office.
I have to pick up the D-O-L-L. I left it there by mistake.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye. Dad, you can't go to work today. What about the parade?
The parade?
The Holiday Entertainment Parade. We go every year.
Oh.
Well, you didn't go last year or the year before. But Mom and I always go. Anyway, this year, Turbo Man's gonna be there.
Yeah, Turbo Man.
Turbo Man, yes. It's Turbo Time.
Dad, you can't miss it. It's gonna be really cool.
I won't miss it. I'll be there. I promise.
Outside, Ted's being dragged along by a reindeer that's charging straight for Howard.
Sorry about that, Howie.
What's that? A reindeer?
A little Christmas surprise for Johnny.
You just think of everything, don't you, Ted?
Howard, I'm of the mindset you can never do too much to make a child's Christmas magical.
So what happens to Blitzen after Christmas?
I've been watching a family of deer down by Lake Minnetonka. I thought I'd take them down there and set them free. If nature's kind, they'll take him in like he's one of their own.
How touching. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Whoa! That's odd. Reindeer are usually such gentle animals. There must be something about you he doesn't like. Aftershave or something.
Yeah. All right.
Good to go.
Where are you off to so early?
Picking up a Christmas present for Jamie.
Whoa! Nothing like waiting till the last minute, howitzer. So what'd you get him?
One of those Turbomans.
Oh, that's great. I got a Turboman for Johnny months ago. It's nestled safely under our tree.
Good.
Howard, by the way, they say it may get icy later. You might want to wrap some chains around those tires.
Maybe you should wrap some chains around you.
What?
In the city, there's a huge group of people gathered outside a toy shop. Howard dashes towards the store but looks glum when he sees the crowd. Inside, a man's swinging some keys around, waiting to open up the shop.
Pretend you're opening up. Come on, it's freezing out here. There's 100 people still. Because of 2 minutes? Because of 2 minutes, you're not going to
Hey, give the man a break. He's a dad trying to get a toy.
Yeah. Last minute shopping, huh?
Yeah.
Enough to drive a man insane, ain't it? Myron Larrabee.
Howard Langston.
See, I have to shop late because it's the busiest time of year for me. All these important Christmas letters that people send to folks they don't even talk to but once a year. Not to mention relatives sending presents they got to send back anyway. How many toiletry kits does a man need? How about these little stupid letters from kids to Santa at the North Pole?
Dear Santa, could you send me a bike and a slinky?
No, your father's been laid off. And as if I didn't have enough pressure in my life, my son sends me out for some, like, goofy butt toy. Some fruity robot named Turtle Man.
It's Turbo Man. My son wants one, too.
You know it's all a ploy, don't you?
A ploy?
Man, where have you been? Don't you watch TV? We are being set up by rich and powerful toy cartels.
Oh, come
on. Now you got these big fat cats sit there using working class just like me and you. They spend billions of dollars on TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck your children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to junior college for a semester, and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on. And then they sit there and make a kid feel like garbage if you, the father who's working 24-7, delivering mail so you can make an alimony payment to a woman that slept with everybody at the post office but me! And then when you get the toy, it breaks and you can't fix it because it's a little cheap plastic. You know what I like to do? I like to walk up in that office, grab one of those guys, and just chuck him and chuck him until his eye pops out.
Shouldn't wear fur.
The shop opens and everyone bundles in.
Move it.
Myron and Howard sprint towards the back of the store, but the Turbo Man action figures have sold out.
Get out of the way! Booster? Who wants Booster?
The Turbo Man dolls. They're all gone.
No, there's got to be another one here somewhere.
There are none here. Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find the Turbo Man doll.
Me too.
Do you have any more in the back? What? I see that one. What did I say?
These guys are looking for a Turbo Man?
A Turbo Man doll, yes.
They're looking for Turbo Man.
Hey, everybody. These two are looking for a Turbo Man.
Shut up, man.
Now, what's so funny?
Where have you guys been? Turbo Man's only the hottest selling Christmas toy ever.
But you know what?
We got plenty of Turbo Man's faithful Sabertooth Tiger Booster.
Howard grabs the shop assistants.
Where's your Christmas spirit? That's better. Now, there must be a Turbo Man around here somewhere.
The last one just left. Some lady had it on layaway.
A lady?
Yeah.
What lady?
Short, with a fur coat.
Sorry, buddy.
Myron knocks Howard into a pile of toys, who then grabs a remote for a radio-controlled car from a small boy.
This is war.
He speeds the car into Myron's feet, tripping him over.
Yeah!
Cool.
Oh, poor baby.
Turbo Man.
On the street, Howard sees a car passing with a Toboman doll in the boot.
Ha! Hey, lady! Hey, hold it! Wait! Wait, lady! I need the Toboman!
Howard prowls the streets for toy shops. In one shop, he can only find Booster and Dementor. He checks out a telephone directory. He makes some calls but has no luck. He drives past a cinema which is showing the Turbo Man film. More shop assistants laugh in his face. Shelves are full of Booster dolls, but there are sold-out signs where Turbo Man should be. In utter frustration, Howard punches a Turbo Man standee, which swings back and hits him on the back of the head. Howard loses it and rips Turbo Man in half.
Look at you. It's Christmas Eve and you're slaving over a hot stove. Is this the mom of the year or what?
It's no big deal, really.
And modest, too. Liz, looks like you could use a little you time. Why don't you go upstairs, take a shower? I'll keep an eye on the boys, finish up with the cookies.
Oh, no.
Go on. You deserve it.
Okay, but, you know, listen for the
Emma. I know. Sugar cookies. Bake 12 to 15 minutes till golden brown.
Yeah.
Dad's got everything under control.
She goes, and he burns his finger on a cookie.
Pipe down in there!
Merry Christmas, Langston residents.
Hi, Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy, how's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you get...
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out... Just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but you shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and... Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Howard, is there something bothering you? Because this time of year, there's a very high incidence of stress-related breakdowns. Oops! There's the next batch. Gotta go, Howard. I'll give Liz your message, though. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
He passes Myron.
Still on the hunt, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about whacking you at the toy store. You know, I got kind of caught up in a friendly spirit of competition.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry.
But I was thinking you'd have done the same thing. And that's when I realized you and I, we're the same kind of person, ain't we?
I sort of doubt that.
I was thinking about that brouhaha at the toy store. I was thinking maybe, you know, we could join up as a team. You know, like Starsky and Hutch, like Johnny Quest and Hodge, man. Like Bonnie and Clyde, like Ike and Tina. Well, maybe not Ike and Tina because she left. But maybe we can do it. Search and destroy. Divide and conquer. Me and you, man. What do you say?
Thanks, Myron, but no thank you.
Oh, come on, man, let's do it, man. Let's be a team.
Gee, Myron, I think you're a good guy and all, but this I would like to do by myself. You understand, right?
Oh, yeah, I understand you, man. I understand. Funny, I know what's going on here. Mister, wear your little fancy cashmere coat and your little nice little suede shoes. I was good enough to talk to you online, but I'm not good enough to be in your team. See, that's racism. That's what Jesse Jackson was talking about.
Good news! We got a late delivery of Turbo Man at Toy Works. Let's go!
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man!
Whoa!
Howard runs over to his SUV. Myron gets his mailbag stuck in the door of his delivery van. Howard accidentally reverses into a police motorbike.
Oh.
As he starts to write it, he realizes the policeman who stopped him the previous night is watching him.
Officer,
you broke my little mirror. License and registration, please.
Woo! Is there a problem, officer?
The Mall of America is packed full of shoppers. Howard makes his way down an escalator. There's a huge crowd gathered under the Turbo Man banner.
Listen up, people! Answer your first question. Yes, the rumors are true. We have received a small quantity of the action figure known as Turbo Man. Yes! I am not going to ask you people to be quiet again. Do you hear me? Now here's how things are going to work. You will form an orderly line so that an employee can hand you a numbered ball. These balls will then be drawn in a standard lottery fashion to see who gets a dollar. If you're not one of the lucky few, we have plenty of Turbo Man's faithful pet tiger Booster in stock.
We'll win! We'll win!
And by the way, in accordance with the laws of supply and demand, the new list price on each figure just doubled.
What? That's a useful law, buddy!
The shop employees eventually give up trying to hand out the balls in an orderly manner and throw them into the air. Howard and Myron leap up to try and catch one. A scrum forms as the eager shoppers try to catch a ball for themselves. A woman throttles Myron, who's got a ball wedged in his mouth. Howard caught a ball, but Myron pepper sprays him and steals it.
I got it! He got two! He got two!
Get the mailman!
What? No!
Get him! He's lying!
The ball bounces off down the mall.
It's my ball!
Randy Key! Randy Key!
Howard chases after the ball, running down an up escalator. The ball bounces off the escalator and ricochets off a piano. Howard follows, jumping onto the lid of the piano and following the ball as it rebounds around the shopping center. He dives, but the ball is just out of his reach and bounces through a barrier and falls to the ground floor, landing in a young girl's pushchair.
This is my ball!
He rides down in a glass lift, staring at the ball with wild eyes. The little girl with the ball has run into an indoor adventure playground. Howard runs after her and smacks his head on a low wooden beam. He leapfrogs another little girl on a rickety bridge and crawls through a tunnel. Spotting the girl a little way ahead, he crawls through the playground and whizzes down a slide into a ball pond. The little girl appears in front of him, still clutching the ball.
Hi, little girl. Look what I've got for you. A shiny red ball. Do you want to trade?
Huh? No, just give me the ball.
I got it. Ow!
Sicko! Ow! Get your hands on
my kid! I need the ball. I need that toy!
The angry mothers whack him with their bags.
I need their toys.
I'm not a pervert. I just was looking for Turbo Man doll.
Hey, psst, buddy, come here. Come here. You want a Turbo Man for Christmas?
Forget it. I'm not going to sit in your lap.
Hey, Chief, that's not my bag. Get it? But you know, little boy, with your attitude, I don't think I want to give you access to this. Tony, Sean.
That was taken this morning.
Santa's elf shows Howard a photo.
How do I know this is not some kind of a scam?
Forget it, Tony. This guy doesn't want our help.
Whoa. Wait a minute, guys.
Merry Christmas.
We all businessmen. Sure, we can work out some sort of an agreement.
You got the cash, we got the doll.
How much?
Oh, Merry Christmas! A Merry Christmas to you, officer!
What are you, crazy? Santa never delivers a gift out in broad daylight.
Excuse me, I may be wrong, but you are not the real Santa Claus.
Really? And you're not the kind of guy who's got enough foresight to get his kid a Turbo Man before Christmas Eve, are you? Hey, show a little respect for the suit, huh?
Yeah.
Now you want that doll or not?
I feel sorry for that.
Come on, buddy.
Laddie.
I got a parade to go to. And I've yet to see a sign of that supposed Turbo Man doll.
Take a left. He's a little boy who Santa Claus forgot.
Beautiful.
Outside a derelict warehouse.
Oh, I love this time of year. Christmas carols, snowflakes, Santa Clauses.
Now what?
What are you, Dan Rather? What is this, 60 Minutes? What are you, the Question King, huh? Chill.
Santa, the elf, and Howard climb out of his SUV.
All right. Keep your hands where we can see them.
Santa knocks at the door, and another Father Christmas appears at a sliding window.
Password.
Jingle bells. Batman smells.
Inside, the warehouse is filled with people dressed as Santas, elves, and Mrs. Clauses. Some are working on an assembly line, wrapping and boxing presents.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, no. You have no idea.
Tony, get the man his Turbo Man.
Got it.
I gotta tell you, Santa, there's something here that doesn't seem quite, kosher.
Kosher?
Yeah.
This coming from a guy who assaulted a toddler for a Super Bowl? Listen, bub, we provide a service here.
We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for the kids.
For the kids?
For every kid who ever sat down on Santa's lap. For every little girl who left cookies and milk for Santa on Christmas night. For every little boy who opens a present Christmas morning and finds clothes instead of toys. Oh. It breaks my heart.
There it is.
That'll be $300.
Dollars?
No, chocolate kisses. Yes, dollars.
I can't believe this. Whatever happened to your lofty ideals, huh? I thought you're doing all this for the kids.
Well, sure. But I don't see why we can't pick up a little loose change in the process.
Yeah.
Take it. Count it. Put it in the safe this time. Don't open that up. No.
Es el tiempo del hombre de Turbo.
Well, that's the multilingual version. It's fun and educational. Well, of course, there's some assembly required.
Let me get that for you. No.
Just put it back in a box and just go
ahead. Forget all that. Here, give me the money back.
Whoa! All sales are final.
You know what you guys are? Nothing but a bunch of sleazy con men in red suits.
What did you call us?
You heard me right. Con men, thieves, degenerates, lowlifes, thugs, criminals!
In the North Pole, them are fighting words, partner. Put them up.
Relax, buddy.
Not about to hit a Santa Claus.
Come on, come on, what are you, chicken?
Howard grabs Santa's fake beard, pulls it back, and lets it snap in his face.
Get him!
A particularly acrobatic Santa somersaults through the air, wielding candy cane-shaped nunchucks. Howard picks up a giant candy cane and smacks the Father Christmas with it. Several more attack, and he fends them off with the oversized festive treat. A stocky St. Nick strides forward and pulls off his red jacket to reveal his barrel chest.
I'm gonna deck your halls, bub.
Howard takes a swipe at him with a gargantuan stripy sweep, but it breaks into pieces. When he tries a punch, the giant Santa grabs his fist and follows up with a punch of his own. A mini Santa jumps on Howard's shoulders and tugs at his hair. As the giant Santa lets fly another punch, Howard ducks and the small Santa gets hit flush in the face.
Little buddy!
Naughty boy!
Who's gonna be next?
One of the elves has a taser and zaps Howard on the behind. As all the Santas bundle on, the warehouse is raided by police.
It's the Grinch! Scatter!
The festive fraudsters scatter in all directions as the police try and round them up. Howard slowly gets to his feet and spots some toy police badges.
Hey, who are you? Huh? Hey, buddy!
This must be the sloppiest bust I've ever seen in my entire career at the force. Detective Howard Lang, undercover. I have been working on this case for the last 3 years, and you guys come bouncing in here like a bunch of terrorists at a tea party. Wait! Until the commissioner finds out about this, he is going to hit the roof. Now get your act together and arrest someone. Go!
Yes, sir.
I'm not going back to the joint, you hear?
All right, put them in a van and lock them up.
Back in his car, Howard's smiling a little when the car begins to shake.
Oh, come on. Come on, not now.
He's run out of petrol. His car comes to a stop at the side of the road on the middle of a bridge. You can plan. Later, he's pushing his car along. Having reached Mickey's, a diner built into an old tram car, he stops pushing. In Ted's garden...
You're so considerate, bringing all this holiday cheer to the neighborhood.
Christmas comes but once a year.
You're an amazing man, Ted. I wish every husband were more like you.
Thanks. We should get together and swap recipes.
What's the reindeer's name?
I named him Ted, after my dad.
Your dad is so cool. I wish my dad did stuff like this.
Oh, he never used to. Not until he and my mom split up.
Really?
Hey, maybe your parents should get a divorce. Did wonders for my dad.
Jamie runs off.
Jamie?
Hot chocolate?
He answers the phone.
Hello?
Jamie, how are you doing, old buddy?
Hi, Dad. I knew you'd call.
Hey, listen. Let me talk to your mother. Why not?
She's next door petting Ted.
She's what?
Listen, Dad, are you on your way? The parade's gonna start soon.
Jamie, get your mother, please.
Well, are you?
Am I what?
Coming home soon.
Yes, immediately. Now, please get your mother.
Because, Dad, before you left, you promised that you're gonna be at the parade. You haven't been here all day, so you can't miss it.
Jamie, please.
Because, Dad, when someone makes a promise, they definitely should keep it. You know, it's like what Turbo Man says. Always keep your promises if you want to keep your friends.
Enough! Enough of this Turbo Man, okay? I headed up to here with this Turbo Man. If there's anyone I don't want to have advice from right now, it's Turbo Man. Now, get your mother. I'm sorry, Jamie. Look, I didn't mean...
What would you know about keeping your promises? You never keep your promises. You never do anything you say you're gonna do. Ever!
Damn you, Howard.
Howard hangs up the phone and steps into the diner. He takes a seat at the counter, and a waiter pours some coffee.
Here you go, my man. This will warm you up.
Thanks. Cheers.
You.
Peace. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Any luck in finding that doll?
No.
Me neither. Maybe this will help.
Find the kid a doll. Does it make me a bad father? No. But yelling at him for no good reason, now that makes me a bad father.
Look, we get one chance a year to prove or not screw ups, and what do? We screw it up.
I remember a few years ago, I wanted to do something really special for Jamie. So, I built him his own clubhouse. It came out great. Oh, he would, well, I mean, the door was a little crooked, right? The roof didn't sit quite straight, but you should have seen his face light up. Oh, when he saw that, he was so excited. We played in that clubhouse the entire day. He even made us have Christmas dinner in it.
No.
Oh, yeah. I was the hero then. Look at me now.
You're right. That kid's gonna need some serious therapy, man.
Oh, don't say that.
Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about. See, I never forgave my father. I remember one Christmas I wanted this one special toy. Johnny 7 OMA gun. Remember those, don't you?
No.
I still remember the commercial like it was yesterday. Two kids playing out in the backyard. Johnny to Peter. Enemy sighted. Roger there. Open fire. And then Johnny would whip out his Johnny 7 OMA one-man army gun. Seven guns in one. Thing looked like a blast. But... of course, for my old man, Christmas was just another opportunity to let me down. I never did get that Johnny 7 on me.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, don't mean nothing. You ever heard of a guy named Scott Sherman?
Yeah, CEO of Sherman Industries.
Well, you know, he was my old neighbor. And his dad got him a Johnny 7 on me gun. You know what happened? He became a billionaire. And me? Well... I'm just a loser with no future.
Here's to you, Dad.
Howard imagines Jamie dressed as Myron knocking back the whiskey.
Can't let this happen. It's just a doll. It's just a stupid little plastic doll.
That's action figure.
There's got to be one around here somewhere.
You say you've been looking everywhere for a Turbo Man doll?
Yes.
You say you'd do just about anything to get your hands on one?
Yes, yes.
Well, KQRS has good news for you. If you're the first caller to correctly identify all eight of Santa's reindeer, you will be the winner of the hottest toy since Johnny 7 OMA. It's easy. Just call 555-KQRS.
You know,
I don't think so, buddy.
My arm!
Myron's got his arm trapped in the telephone booth.
Give me the phone! Give me the phone! There you go.
KQRS, hello?
Okay, I got the answer!
No, you don't!
Myron's pulled out the phone cord.
Why did you do that?
Hey, look, you guys, the radio station's just two blocks down on Wabasha.
I
barked up the wrong tree. Oh, I cannot live this for miles. Dasha dance the brands of Vixen, Carmen, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen. Dasha dance the brands of Vixen, Carmen, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen. Dasha dance the brands of Vixen, Carmen, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen.
I'm having a good time. Bye.
Dasha dance the brands of Vixen, Carmen, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen.
Howard's made it to the radio station office.
Dasha dance the brands of Vixen.
KQRS, you're on the air. Nope, not even close. Sorry, you know what? Maybe this will put us all in the mood for...
I got the answer.
Right.
Let me in. I got the answer. Come on. I got the answer. Yes, I got the answer. Open up.
Yeah, I got a madman in my studio and... Help me!
Dasha, Dancer, Bronze, Vixen, Comic, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen.
What?
Yeah, you see, I couldn't get through on the phone. Did they win?
Oh, no, it's not that simple! Wait.
You're too late. I already got the right answer. I won.
Yeah. I don't need the right answer to win. I got this!
Now, what's that?
This, Master Trackstar, is a homemade explosive device.
A bomb?
Oh, yes, in layman's terms. A bomb! So back up!
You build a bomb?
No, I didn't have to build a bomb. Don't you read the news? Hundreds of these things come to the mail every day. I just kept one in case I ever needed it. So give me the dial! I'm gonna blow up everything in this place!
Are you out of your mind? Put this thing away. This is not worth it.
Well, maybe not to you, but to me it is. So back up! Back up!
Myron! Come on, old buddy. Give me the package. All right? Come on.
Did you call me buddy?
Yeah.
I am not your buddy. I tried to be your teammate. I wanted to be your friend. But no! You had other plans for Myron Larrabee.
No, I had no plans.
You are no different than the rest of those civilians, those common letter writers who make fun of my knee socks and my safari hat in the summer. Are you laughing at me? Huh?
Oh, Lord, no, not at all.
Mr. Ponytail Man, I know you. No. I know your kind. You're the kind that puts a trash can in front of the mailbox so I have to get out my Jeep, don't you?
No. Not true. I recycle. Shut up.
That's right, shut up. Why do you think the window's there? So you just put your mail in there. But you act like everything's okay. Hey, Mr. Mailman, like I have.
He's a dick!
The parcel lands on the floor next to Howard. Howard unwraps the package to find a music box.
Look, I'm sorry. I've been under pressure since the Zip Plus 4 thing. Don't hit me!
Excuse me! Gentlemen, are you two under the impression that I have a Turbo Man doll here in the studio?
Yes. That's what you said on the radio.
No. What I actually said was whoever won would get a doll eventually. You see, what we have here is a gift certificate.
A gift certificate? Right.
As soon as they get some in stores.
Did you call the cops?
Kinda.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
But I'm going first, buddy.
Myron pushes Howard into a rack of cassettes.
Better luck next time, loser. Freeze!
Police officers with guns.
Just can't stay out of trouble, can you?
You might want to hurt a fellow civil servant, which... What's all this violence? This Christmas, and I was just delivering some Christmas... Hey! Back up! This is a homemade explosive device, and I'll blow it up! Know why? Because I work for the post office, so you know I'm not stable! Tell him!
This man is totally insane.
Thank you! Now put the guns down. Now! Put them down! Brother man, put your gun down. Everybody! You too, Barnaby Jones.
The officers drop their weapons, and Howard runs.
All right, just stay there. And I'll know if you move, because I have the ear of a snake. Ciao, baby.
Howard races down the stairs, still clutching the voucher, whilst one of the police officers steps towards the package.
Oh, you shouldn't mess with that.
Relax, Barky. I was on the bomb squad for 10 years.
He sniffs it and holds it up to his ear.
Ah.
Howard and Myron are running away.
I'm the man! I'm the man!
Gentlemen, you've been duped. This is nothing but a harmless Christmas package.
That was really a bomb? Just a sick world we're living in, sick people!
How many years in the bomb squad?
Howard trudges back to his SUV to find it's been vandalized and stripped. Merry Xmas has been spray painted onto the windscreen. Later, Howard's riding in a tow truck that's bringing the remains of his car back home.
Thanks a lot.
His eyes widen with anger when he sees Ted putting the star at the top of his Christmas tree.
That son of a...
Liz goes over to Ted.
What are you doing?
Your star wasn't up. It's Christmas Eve. You've got to have your star up.
I'm out all day. And he's in my house. Putting up my star on my tree.
I got a Turbo Man for Johnny months ago. It's nestled safely under our tree. Nestled safely under our tree. Safely under our tree.
I'll show him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ted, but that's Howard's job, you know. He always puts the star on. He's adamant about it.
Too bad he's not as adamant about spending time with his family on Christmas Eve.
Howard breaks into Ted's home. Underneath the immaculately decorated tree, he sees a present in Turboman wrapping paper. With a maniacal grin, he plucks the present from under the tree.
Liz, do you hear that? Carolers! Let's go! Come on!
Howard peers out from the window. As they sway from side to side, Ted puts an arm around Liz, but she moves it away. Still clutching the present, Howard sneaks out of the back door. He stops when he catches sight of the label. To Johnny, from your loving father.
What am I doing? Look at me. Stealing from a kid? I can do this. You're gonna go back.
The reindeer snarls at him.
Nice doggy. Nice!
It charges and chases Howard through the house, leaving a trail of destruction. Oh. Howard hides and manages to lock the reindeer in the dining room. A wise man's statue's head has been knocked into the fire and set off the smoke alarm.
No.
He kicks the wise man head out of the fire and flaps at it with a Christmas stocking.
Now bring us some figgy pudding, now bring us some figgy pudding.
In desperation, he kicks the head out of the window and it tumbles across the snow towards the carolers. Ted runs over and pats out the flaming head.
Balthazar.
Howard?
Hi. Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
I.
What's that?
Oh.
It always comes on me.
That is Johnny's Turbo Man.
What?
It's not what you think it is.
Oh, it isn't? Really? Well, then do tell me what it is, because as far as I know, you got Jimmy his own Turbo Man weeks ago. What it looks like is that you've broken into our neighbor's house and you're stealing presents from under the tree.
Oh, look, Liz, if you would just give me a second, then I could explain it to you. I know parts of this are going to sound completely ridiculous, but let me tell you the truth.
Howard, I've been listening to your version of the truth for far too long now, and honestly, I don't want to anymore. All I want is to salvage what's left of Christmas Eve and go to the parade with my son.
Liz, please.
Ted, would you drive us?
Of course. You can't bench press your way out of this one.
The reindeer uses its antlers to burst through the dining room doors.
You picked the wrong day.
He punches the reindeer, knocking it over.
You started it.
Mom, do you think Dad's gonna be at the parade?
I wouldn't count on it, honey.
Hey, Turbo Man's gonna be there. You can always count on him.
Hey, Rudolph. Can I buy you another round? Yeah.
He pours some beer into the reindeer's trough. In the playhouse, he catches sight of a picture that Jamie's drawn of the family together. Looking thoughtful, he turns back to look at the reindeer.
Sorry, buddy, but you're on your own. It's time I start keeping my promises.
A troop of Father Christmases in sparkly red suits are leading the parade. Two dancers are holding up a banner which reads Wintertainment Parade. A giant Father Christmas balloon is floating above the rest of the parade. Two reporters are being filmed.
Well, it looks like it's that time of year again. The 12th annual Holiday Wintertainment Parade. I'm weatherman Gail Forrest here with the lovely Liza Tisch of AM Live.
Merry Christmas, Gail. We're high atop Channel 29's Parade Central to keep you updated on all of this year's parade action. Let's watch.
And listen.
The various colourful floats roll by. One has a model of two children in a toboggan, whilst another, cloud-shaped float, blows out puffs of ice. In Ted's car...
Parade's already started!
Hey, Dad, there's one in his, Dad. Can we get on stand with them while you park the car? Please?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we'll meet you there.
Yeah!
And don't go wandering off.
Okay, Mom.
And Jamie, put on your hat.
I know. Owen! Whatever.
All right, kids, come on.
Snoopy, some dancing crayons, and Bert and Ernie are also in the parade.
Oh, wow. Check it out.
You see Turbo Man?
Nah, they're saving him for last.
Dancing toys do their own little jigs down the main street.
Oh, this is awesome! Oh, come on! Yeah!
Can you just take 4th Street?
Sorry, pal, all the roads are packed. Everybody's trying to get to the parade. You know, Turbo Man's gonna be there.
I know.
Howard throws the driver some money and gets out of the cab. Ted and Liz park the car.
Liz, I'm sorry you had to go through that back there.
Here, have some non-alcoholic eggnog.
Oh, I'll be fine.
You can't hide your feelings from me. Go on.
Let it out. Get it out of your system.
No, really, Ted. I'm okay.
I don't think so. Liz, you're like a lost and frightened foal. I can see it in your eyes. Don't worry. Ted's here.
That's very sweet.
You deserve better, Lizzie.
Lizzie?
Someone you can talk to. A shoulder to cry on.
Howard runs past some ice sculptures.
It's useless, Liz. We can't hide our feelings any longer.
Feelings?
You know, Liz, I don't have to tell you. I'm a very eligible bachelor. There are lots of women who would give anything to be in your position right now.
Well, I'm a lucky, lucky girl.
For me, it all started months ago. At your Labor Day barbecue, remember? And you asked me how to marinate ahi tuna, and I said, all you need is Italian salad dressing.
In a fit of anger, Howard runs towards the car, but knocks over the very same policeman as he encountered before.
You!
Stop that man!
Enough talking.
Liz hits Ted with a flask.
Well, that didn't exactly go as well as I'd hoped.
The policeman's chasing after Howard through a row of yellow school buses, but not looking where he's going, smacks straight into the back of one. Howard springs up a staircase and into a warehouse. He hides behind some boxes, out of view of the policeman. The policeman gives up the chase. Suddenly, someone goes up to Howard.
You! Who are you? Are you the guy?
Huh?
Oh, thank God! Hey, we got him, people! Okay, listen up. We're running late here, so pay attention. You already read the instruction manual we sent you, so you know about all the important controls. Let me just go over a couple of the changes. There are three cutoff valves to the nitro fuel.
What are you talking about?
The normal reading on the pressure gauge should be anywhere below 50, not 70, like we told you earlier. The emergency cutoff switch is here.
But you don't understand.
The primary control is going to be right here. Ow! And there's also a microphone inside the helmet that'll alter your voice to the proper tonality. And procedure-wise, same as we talked about over the phone.
Procedure?
Stick to that, there shouldn't be any problems.
Questions?
And before you say anything, let me just take a moment and speak for everyone when I thank you for filling in for Pete on such short notice. It was a total freak accident what happened at rehearsal, and we're confident that we got all the casework out of the system.
Ow.
Oh, and you should know, the doctor said Pete actually showed some brain activity this morning. Yeah, that's a really good sign. Move it out, people!
Finally! Where the hell have you been? Jeez, I've been sweating like a dog in a Chinese restaurant waiting for your sorry ass to show up. Well, it's showtime!
I know you. You're Booster.
Yeah! And who the hell do you think you are? Mary Poppins?
Come on, let's go! Come on, let's do it! Go!
Wait a minute. Let's talk about this.
Have a great show!
Turbo Man's brass band has joined the parade.
And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for, here are your boys and girls, live and in person, Turbo Man!
Howard rises up onto a float, dressed as Turbo Man. Howard's red and gold armor glistens in the sun as Booster encourages the cheering. Howard waves at the crowd.
This is cool.
Look, Mom, it's Turbo Man!
I can get into this.
He starts waving both arms and striking poses. He gives the crowd Turbo Man's special salute. Jamie beams as he returns the gesture.
Eliza, in a few moments, Turbo Man himself will select a special child from our audience.
And that little boy or girl will be the lucky winner of a special edition Turbo Man doll.
Hey, you're supposed to be holding this.
Howard picks up the large Turbo Man doll and stares at it in wonderment. He thrusts it into the air in celebration.
Hey, Rockstar!
Yeah?
Better be on your toes! Dementor's gonna be jumping on the float in a little bit!
Somebody's grabbed the actor playing Dementor.
Oh, what's he doing? Look, would you pick a kid already?
Pick a kid?
Pick a kid! So he can come up here and get his prize!
He's looking at me!
No, he's looking at me!
Chidori is pointing at me!
No, it's me!
Me!
Jamie!
Somebody's putting on the Dementor suit.
Liza, I think Turbo Man has selected a winner.
Go ahead, Emmys, go.
Go, Jamie!
Howard beckons Jamie up onto the float, and he runs across the miniature cityscape towards Turbo Man. Howard hands Jamie the doll.
Merry Christmas, Jamie.
Booster wipes a tear from his eye.
Wow. How did you know my name?
Well, Jamie, you see, I am your...
Suddenly, Dementor slides towards them on a zip wire.
Oh no, kids! It's Turbo Man's archenemy, Dementor!
It's Myron in Dementor's suit.
Oh, shut up!
Was that in the script?
All right, kid, give me the doll and nobody gets hurt.
Myron?
That's right, Turtle Man. Thought you could outsmart me, didn't you, huh? Thought your little suit idea was so slick. But you know what? I'm one step ahead of you because I've got a bigger brain.
Just the year. Come on, Myron. You're taking this too far.
Hey, I'm not going home without that doll.
Hey, buddy. This ain't the way we rehearsed it.
You know what? Nobody likes you, Booster.
Oh, wow.
Dementor punches Booster.
We don't like you,
Dad. We hate you, Booster. Hey, where do you think you're going, kid? Come back here, my little pretty. And your little doll, too.
Hey, Myron. Leave the kid alone.
Ta-ta, Turtle Man.
Myron fires Dementor's flying fist straight into Howard's face.
Uh-oh, Liza, it looks like Dementor has beaten Turbo Man.
Oh, no, Gail, this could be the end of civilization as we know it.
Do something, Turbo Man! Use your turbo dance!
What?
On your arm!
Hey, Myron, I have a special delivery for you.
Huh?
Ha!
Howard fires a volley of metal discs at Myron's head, knocking him over.
Yeah!
Oh, it appears that Turbo Man has saved the day.
I'm going to take you back to your mom, okay?
Go, go, Demon Team!
But look, it's the Demon Team, Dementor's evil henchmen.
What you gonna do now, kid?
Yeah!
Jamie kicks Myron in the ghoulies.
What about my son?
Don't you know the choreo?
shit! Come away, Buck!
Howard's fighting the demon team.
Come here! I'm sorry, Howard! Come away! Come away! Come away! Come here, boy! Pop right up my face! Come on! You know what, kid? You need a timeout!
Ma'am, it's all part of the show. Please, now get back up on the sidewalk.
But that's my son up there.
Oh,
he's wonderful.
He's not part of the show?
I'm scared of heights. You ever see the movie Vertigo? That mean anything to you?
Let's get this guy.
Howard throws one of the demon team at the others, bowling them over.
Uncle Myra wants to talk to you. All right, kid. End of the line! Just give me the dial!
Never! Oh.
Jamie's on a rooftop climbing a metal Christmas tree.
Fly! Fly, Turtleman! Use your jetpack!
Howard ignites the boosters on his jetpack.
It's turbo power!
He spirals off into the sky. Far above the city, he disengages the booster and starts falling back towards the ground. In the nick of time, he re-engages the boosters. He whizzes off through the city, wheeling this way and that.
I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Turbo Man, help!
Jamie, I got you! Jamie! Out of the way!
Howard zooms through the parade just above the ground. He flies into a banner and starts whizzing round and round.
Let us pray.
He flies into a window and through a family's living room.
What the?
He crashes into a wall and then falls to the ground. Myron's climbing after Jamie.
I got you, kid!
The supporting wires of the tree have snapped, and Myron and Jamie are left hanging far above the city streets.
Get in the dial, kid!
Howard throws the boomerang.
Miss me!
Myron grabs the doll out of Jamie's bag.
Victory is mine! C-I-C-C-O-R-Y!
The boomerang comes flying back and smacks him on the head, sending him plummeting into a giant gift box.
Wow! I got it! I got one! I finally got one!
Myron's surrounded by police.
Turbo Man, help!
Jamie!
Jamie falls and Howard takes off, catching him in midair.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Turbo Man. I knew you'd save me.
You can always count on me.
Howard's holding Jamie in his arms as they fly above the parade.
Oh, my son!
They land just in front of Liz.
Here you go, ma'am.
Mom,
Did you see that? I was flying off Turtle Man. He saved me from the Mentor. It was the coolest. Did you see? Did you?
I saw. Oh, thank you, sir. I don't think you know how much he means to me.
Oh, I think I have an idea.
What's the matter, Jane?
It's just, I wish Dad could have been here, you know, see me fly and all. But he didn't come, and it's all my fault. He's mad at me. We had a fight on the phone, and I kinda yelled at him.
Jamie, your dad is not mad at you. He loves you more than anything in the whole wide world. You are his all-time favorite person.
How do you know all that?
Well, who would know better than me?
Dad?
Howard?
Right here.
Howard?
Oh, Liz, you two mean more to me than anything. I'm so sorry that I haven't shown that lately. I know I've been neglecting both of you, but no more. I love you. I love you both.
Johnny, what's going on here?
Look, Jamie's dad is Turbo Man.
Let's get out of here.
Daddy, you smell like barf.
Young man, I think I have something that belongs to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And as for you, Turbo Man, we could use a man like you on the Force.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind. Oh, I'm sorry about the bike. And the coffee. And the bus. And the bomb.
I had it right here in my hands. What am I going to tell my son on Christmas morning? How am I going to look him in the eye? How?
Wait.
Did you see I had it, man? I was so close.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. Hey, thank you. Thank you. You know, this is gonna make my son really happy. I'm sorry about that little tension we had on the roof up there.
Hey, it's cool.
But Jamie, I thought you wanted this doll more than anything.
What do I need the doll for? I got the real Turbo Man at home.
That's my husband.
Howard is held aloft on people's shoulders. Howard gives Jamie a salute and a thumbs up. Myron smiles and nods as Howard's carried away.